This is Drum Kun. Welcome. I haven't made a podcast in a while. I think it's been a few weeks. I've been, living, being a father, being, a lover, to my lady, being a son to my parents, even though my parents don't live in Denmark, they live in Africa. But, we keep good communication. And, of course, there's this whole lockdown situation with, very interesting, I would say, dynamics at play. I've also been reading a lot. In fact, I'm reading currently the, I always read the Bible. This is a daily thing. But I've been reading this book by two people, one of them being Klaus Schwab. He's the founder of the World Economic Forum. If you've heard about the Davos, when the world leaders and all these rich and famous people and so-called powerful people, converge on Davos to discuss world ideas and reshaping the world and so on. There's been a lot of talk in the media, about the World Economic Forum and their agenda and so on. And, I'm not one to just buy into what, people are saying. So I would like to find out from the horse's mouth, to read and see what exactly is this. And I think I've read about 40% of the book so far. The book I'm reading in particular is called The Great Reset, COVID-19. Very interesting book. I got it on Amazon, on Kindle. I'm not recommending that you go and buy it, but I'm simply saying if you want to know a little bit more, I guess, about the thinking, for me that's more interesting, the intention, the thinking, the philosophy behind the World Economic Forum. So I will just say in a nutshell some of the things that have been very interesting for me to find out is, I assumed, I guess, for some time that the World Economic Forum was some kind of neoliberal platform, for business people and all that, to shape their own agenda. But the more closely I'm looking at it, I see, okay, this philosophy is not a neoliberal philosophy. So this is number one. Number two, the philosophy that Mr. Klaus Schwab is, championing is a philosophy, I suppose, his first literary work, which I haven't read, was talking about stakeholder capitalism. I mean, that's another book I intend to get and read. But his idea is that instead of this focus, this neoliberal focus coming from Milton Keynes, where Keynes was arguing in his philosophy, which has determined, the pace of this whole, globalization, industrialization, the entire, post-World War, economic world system, was determined by a philosophy by Milton Keynes, in which he said that companies have only one responsibility, and that responsibility is to make profit to their shareholders. But Mr. Klaus Schwab has been arguing for many years that, they should be a movement from, stockholder capitalism to stakeholder capitalism. So in this is because they are also arguing that companies, corporations have a responsibility to the environment, have a responsibility to the society have a responsibility, of course, to elected governments and so on, and that the mere pursuit of profit should not be the sole measure of success, but rather, you know, how a society deals with things like inequality, climate change, etc. Now, what is most interesting to me, as I'm reading, as I say, I'm still making up my opinions about the entire thing. But so far, as I've mentioned, the two things, the one being that I was surprised, it's not a neoliberal philosophy. Number two, it's, you know, it's arguing the movement from stockholder capitalism to stakeholder capitalism. Then number three, I was surprised to find out that the philosophy is arguing that this COVID-19 is a like a great reset event, like an opportunity to a grand opportunity, wonderful opportunity, you know, to according to the writer or the writers, to actually reimagine the world, entire world economic apparatus, the entire social apparatus, the entire, you know, system. And this reimagining is obviously, you know, they are saying this crisis is going to change how the economy, the society, you know, even the politics has been working for since the Second World War era. So they're calling that the Great Reset event, where they want to build back better, a new system. And in that new system, which they are proposing, I suppose there are also some proponents who are saying that many people will be dislodged from their work because of, you know, the fallout from the virus, the automation, you know, this technological pace, this exponential. This is another key thing. They talk a lot about this power of exponentials that they are saying the government simply don't have a clue how to deal with that. You know, the exponentials in terms of, like, for instance, how the disease was spreading, the exponential in terms of how technology is outpacing and changing, you know, and pretty much making obsolete many people's jobs. And that in a kind of, in their scenario building, that in the, you know, post-COVID world, that there would be a scenario where, you know, technology has taken over a lot of, you know, anything that can be automated would pretty much be automated. And maybe people will have to rethink how or what kind of employment. Maybe they would have to be reskilled. Or maybe, you know, some people are going to be unemployed for a long term period, according to them. And according to them, they are saying maybe there will be a need to get some kind of universal basic income thing going. And there's a lot of emphasis and focuses again, focus on the environment. So this green capitalism that, you know, is promoting this whole thing with the climate change and global warming agenda and ideas. So those are their ideas. That is their world view. And Mr. Klaus Schwab and one of the other writers, I mean, he's sort of the main guy in the book, but he's obviously managed to convince powerful business leaders, powerful government officials. He's managed to convince, I think I've seen one of his speeches at Harvard where he was interviewed and he was saying that, you know, their organization, the World Economic Forum, is probably the most influential organization in the world. So if you didn't know anything about the World Economic Forum, I mean, they have a lot of influence. They're influencing the business leaders and their philosophy. And, you know, if you can influence people's mindsets and change their mindsets towards a certain pattern and way of thinking, You know, then of course they can get their philosophy to they can get some kind of implementation. Whether or not it will be successful, it remains to be seen. I cannot tell you that. I actually frankly think that they are up against a powerful force. The stone that the builders rejected will always be the cornerstone. That's what I believe. And I think there is one keystone that they are missing in their philosophy. And of course, there are some things in that philosophy that I think are very interesting. You want to get rid of inequality, you know. I'm pro getting rid, for instance, of racism, you know. But of course, there are some aspects of, you know, I'm going to keep on reading, as I said, before I make up my entire mind. And as I said, I've read about 46% or so of the publication of the book, and I'm going to read further on, because my idea is to try and, you know, see and learn how the thinking behind this movement, you know, for anyone to actually underestimate the World Economic Forum at this point would be a very futile exercise, because I think, yes, they do have a lot of influence, because if you can influence the minds of people, you know, to carry out a certain agenda, then you're really, you know, that's influence, that's power in some ways, worldly power, you know, and to influence. He may not be the wealthiest man in the world, Mr. Klaus Schwab, but certainly in terms of influence, he's influencing the minds of the most powerful elites of the world, right? But it is incredible because, you know, the book was written just, you know, and it was published around June, I think, just around, you know, when COVID-19 struck around March, he had to sort of go back to his ideas and see how these would be affected by the pandemic and make some other theories to expound on his ideas further and so on. So he's a man who's constantly working on his philosophy. He's been polishing his philosophy. And as I said, I've heard quite a bit about this Great Reset, you know, the Build Back Better. We've had some old leaders talking about that. Ardern in New Zealand, and Justin Trudeau in Canada. I think Biden also was talking about Build Back Better and the Great Reset and all that. So obviously it's a one agenda that is being rolled out in many of these countries. And there is a philosophy behind the agenda, and I just want to understand the philosophy. And I cannot make any conclusions yet, but what I'm sharing is what I think I'm getting so far. So, you know, I've been busy, you know, making my music, sharing my music, fighting, you know, racism through my music. You know, in the album Hygge Racism, you know, you can find it. I've published quite a bit of, you know, albums, singles, whatever, because I'm always recording my music and, you know, I like to play. I mean, that's the reason today I'm actually out here in a village park, very beautiful, very green. I mean, the grass is still green, you know, the trees, you know, they're still pretty much, you know, they don't have any leaves or anything, but you can kind of see that spring is definitely here, you know, the onset of spring. I just saw a couple of these small, beautiful white flowers and yellow flowers, you know, those ones, whenever I see them in Denmark, then I know for a fact that I think spring is definitely upon us, you know. So it's nice to come out. The sun is shining today, and I've been recording the handpan, you know. And now I thought, well, I've done recording. I think I want to take the microphone and see if I can record a podcast and make an episode. And as I said, I've been reading this book, you know, about the Great Reset and COVID-19. I'll put a link to the book anyway in the description. And It's interesting. I think people should read it because, you know, these people are obviously working extremely hard. I mean, you have to give them credit for their persistence. I mean, this guy's been working for more than 50 years on these ideas. It's like, you know, I think the way they're looking at it is like, you know, when the Black Death happened in Europe, then after that, you know, there came the Age of Enlightenment, where all these ideas that changed the thinking from, you know, the tyranny of the Catholic Church and its ideas to the so-called, you know, Enlightenment, Age of Enlightenment, right? But this is, when I look at it, it's like they're now moving away from the, you know, neoliberal philosophy and politics and neoliberal economics to this new philosophy and economics that is so somehow pro-environment, pro-climate, somehow pro, according to them, pro-inequality and all these things that sound very good to the ears, which is essentially they want to carry out some form of reformation of capitalism. So that will have consequences, right? But then this COVID-19 is already, they're calling it, this is a major event that is now for them an opportunity to unleash their ideas on the face of the earth. So if you didn't know, now you know. Go and read for yourself and make up your own mind, you know. This is Drumkun. I'll see you in the next episode.